Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Otherings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope. For who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. Amen. To hope is to believe every situation is necessary to find this blind recognition of Jesus, where we endure by the light of salvation. Amen. What we can't see in the hope of deliverance resonates in love and faith of living His Word to know redemption firsthand. Just like being first fruits of our Savior by the confession we live daily in a call to His holy will, existing in a state of humility, a heart contrite and humble, our God will not spurn. We must ask God for mercy, knowing His kindness and compassion will blot out our offenses, asking for our guilt to be washed clean, seeking what we cannot see as we hope with endurance to accomplish all Jesus wants us to be, living redeemed. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know You died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud. Pray for Alexandra, for her wreck of compassion. Pray for Alan, who understands forgiveness. We pray for Jeffrey and Julian and Gabriel. And our grandchildren, Oliver and Elliot. Elliot just served a third birthday. And Julian, he's with us for the next couple of days here. We're just celebrating Julian with us now. What an amazing, fun time it is. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. Prayers for those that we said that we would pray for. And we pray for the dying, those who are taking their last breath, Lord. We ask that You give them peace. As we pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts them. My poem comes from the study of Romans 8. We're in verses 22 through 25. It's a two-stanza poem. Ongoing, it's titled, Necessary Hope, Blind Recognition. Pains of labor, moaning creation bellows. Spirit of fruits, first adoptive groan. Body's redemption, our future hellos. Saved by hope, forever shown. Sight of hope, wanting rendition. See, but not physically. Necessary hope, blind recognition. Endurance, wait, in Christ you see. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 10th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 9:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we'd like to look at how much time we got left and try to give you a time when we're going to close. We're closing today at about 6:03. We're just wanting to stand up and do a little bit of impromptu work we like to do each day. Looking out my back window, I must say the lilies seem to be in a slow, agonizing life where all they do is just float without strife. Only when the cold weather blows do the flowers stay hidden in the water below. But what an amazing lake filled and teemed with fish. Not the kind that you eat per se, but the kind that you can list as something to have fun with. Just a rod or two, just between me and you. Amen. So we close in the name of Jesus at 6:09. Thank you, Jesus, for today and all days. In Jesus' name, we say hello to John and Marie. God bless you guys. Peace be with you. Thanks again for joining us. In Jesus' name.